racing. They're racing in Newcastle tomorrow, and it's a big one. It's the $1 million The Hunter. Joining me now is the CEO of Newcastle Racecourse, Dwayne Dowell, who's right in front of me. Morning, Dwayne.
Yeah, good morning, Richard.
Thank you for coming in. Look, racing in general, fingers crossed too, by the way, for good weather. A little bit of rain about, but the forecast is for a good day tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. The rain is expected to abate this afternoon, and actually our track enjoys a bit of extra rain. It handles the rain really well. It's probably the best draining track in Australia, so a bit like wet sand on the beach, so a bit of moisture is actually good for the track for us.
We can thank Peter Volandis for that, can't we? New South Wales Racing poured a lot of money into the track, but I know when it was first up and running, water became a significant cost for Newcastle Racecourse, didn't it?
That's right. So, I mean, the benefit of having a well-drained track, the offset of that is that it does take a fair bit. So it's draining through very quickly, so the nutrients probably don't stay in the top layer as long as other tracks. But we accept that. And we have had some difficult times in the past before I arrived. There were times in the drought there where they were using significant potable water, and we're trying to get away from that. We've got plans in place to start using more of the water that goes and flows down through the canals and treat it.
I know there was a plan to bring up partially recycled water from the sewage farm at Burwood Beach here in Newcastle. That's maybe a bit too expensive to do that, but you're looking at alternatives?
Yeah, so my understanding, and that was before my time, that it was cost prohibitive to get that set up and run pipes down to the course, but there's an MOU between ourselves and Newcastle City Council and Hunter Water doing some stormwater harvesting, I guess is the term, where some of the canals that run past Newcastle Racecourse in times of high flow that would flow out to the ocean, that we can pump some of that into the infield, treat it, and not only irrigate the racecourse, but also those nearby fields at Adamstown and Learmouth Oval and a few others. So, it'll be a community benefit, that's for sure.
But a little bit of rain's a nice thing, and the track's looking magnificent, no doubt.
Yeah, we had, I think, 70 mil two Sundays ago. I was sitting at home going, how good's this? It just doesn't happen enough for us, and that was great. And this, as I say, this little bit of rain overnight and this morning, is fantastic. Not great for our events team that are setting up this morning, but for the track, it's just the perfect amount. And then tomorrow, sunny, so I encourage people to get out and enjoy a great day.
Your biggest day of the year, The Hunter?
Yeah, it is. So last year we saw more growth again, around about 5,000, and we're expecting 5,500 to 6,000. Entertainment after the last is really important to bring that younger demographic through. So some of your listeners might know Sneaky Sound System that have been around quite a while.
Yes.
So they're playing after the last at 6 o'clock for an hour or so, and that does attract a different crowd. But I mean, we pull them together, and it introduces people to racing. They come here to the race course for those reasons, but then mostly they get caught up in the excitement of racing as well.
We how's it been though for Newcastle Racecourse? I mean, if you've got a phone, you like a punt, you don't need to go to the races. You can. Oh, look at that! That's you popped up a reminder that I'm talking to you. There you go. Handy to have phones, television, etc. Is it becoming more difficult to get people to go along to race meetings?
Look, by and large, it has been. But for us at Newcastle, we've actually bucked the trend. So the 12 months leading into COVID, we actually exceeded the 12 months coming out. So we came out of COVID a lot better than what we went into it. We generated a new interest in racing, particularly with the 18 and the 25-year-olds. We race 22 Saturdays a year, and I've said to a lot of people over the last couple of months, for those younger people, going to the races at Newcastle on a Saturday afternoon is sexy again. They use it as part of their social fabric of a weekend, races, and then they obviously go out to their night spots in the early evening as well. So,
I mean, it sounds a little corny, but people get dressed up to go to the races, and we don't often get dressed up these days, do we? So that's part of the fun of going to the races.
And that is the point of difference for us, and we understand that those opportunities are less now for people to dress up, so the races really provides that opportunity for people to do it.
My guest, Dwayne Dowell, who's the CEO of Newcastle Racecourse, the biggest race of the year for my neck of the woods. The Hunter is happening tomorrow. It's worth $1 million. Okay, tomorrow, how many races? What time do the gates open, first race?
Yep, so gates open at 11 a.m. The first race is 12:30. The Hunter, which is the $1 million race, so a total of more than $2.5 million in prize money being offered tomorrow. $1 million for the Hunter, which is race 8 at 4:45. and then Snooki Sound System plays at 6 o'clock. There's a couple of local horses of interest for our listeners. Rustic Steel, who's trained by Chris Lees, is about a $15 chance, and expect it to be running on late. It'll get back in the field, but it'll be running home hard. And there's a scone horse up the valley, a mare called Opal Ridge, that is about the same price. So we'll be cheering for those two. They're our representatives locally.
I had an SMS much earlier this morning from Mark who said a roughy, small each way bet maybe Gravina.
Yes, that's the Godolphin runner from James Cummings, and not without a chance. The best thing about the Hunter is it's such an open race, so you haven't got a real standout. The favourite at the moment is a horse called Marzu that's trained by Peter and Paul Snowden in Sydney. It ran in the Everest, was very unlucky, went on to another race 2 weeks later called the Giga Kick Stakes and was unlucky again. It's just had no luck. It's the class runner in the race. If it gets any luck, it should go close to winning, but you just never know at Newcastle. It's generally class is one of the fairest tracks in Australia, but you're always going to need luck in running.
And it looks fantastic, and a big day tomorrow. It's the biggest day for Newcastle Racecourse. The Hunter, that race is worth $1 million, but up for grabs tomorrow. Prize money, of you were saying?
Yeah, more than $2.5 million. So we've got fashions on the field. We have pamper stations for the ladies. There's roving jazz bands. There's lots for everybody.
Lots of food and refreshments. It'll be a great day, and the forecast looking good. The rain will clear up today. It'll be beautiful tomorrow. Thank you for coming in.
No, thanks for having me, Richard.
Fingers crossed for a magnificent day tomorrow, Dwayne, and thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Dwayne Dow, CEO of Newcastle Racecourse, the Hunter, worth $1 million, happening tomorrow.